Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I've got a lady with a very expensive seat.
I've got how we know that there are skeletons living inside us driving us round the whole time.
Date fight!
Hello there. Welcome
Hello.
To Date Fight. It's the podcast where we take great moments from history and we pitch them against each other.
He's Jake Yap. I'm Nat Tapley. And together we are following the star of fact to the stable of podcasting.
It's the 28th, mate. No one cares about that stuff anymore.
We might do that next December.
Round one!
I will take you to the 28th of December, 169 BC.
What? You're so gone. That's your second BC of the series.
Before Christmas. I'm going to take you to the first Hanukkah, which commemorates the rededication of the Second Temple in Jerusalem at the time of the Maccabean Revolt. And the reason for the Festival of Lights is that there was meant to be enough oil in the lamp for one night, but as some sort of miracle, the lamps burned for 8 days undimmed. So that's why they keep the candles burning for 8 days in Hanukkah.
What an epic story. I mean, 8 days of lamp burning, I would imagine that's quite a thing in those days. Because
yes, lamp oil is very expensive. It's one of your large expenses. And lamps that just keep on burning, that would be like the most magical thing you can imagine happening, apart from watering to wine, I suppose. That's another.
Way better than those wind-up torches.
Yeah.
Which don't work.
Or better than wind-up teeth that clack along the table.
Those are good. I can't remember which religion has the festival of clackety teeth. I think it's Hindus.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I don't think he's right. Okay, well, I enjoyed your story.
Thanks.
About
the Maccabees.
Yes, and the clackety teeth. I know it wasn't about that, really. I'm being silly. Yeah. I'm going to take you to the 28th of December, 1967.
Oh.
When an amazing woman, Muriel Faye Siebert, known to her friends as Mickey.
Mufay.
Oh. Mufay. Mufay.
Mufay. Mickey.
No. Mickey. She becomes the first woman to own a seat on the New York Stock Exchange.
Ooh.
Now, how
does
much
that work?
Well, exactly. You basically have to buy your way into the New York Stock Exchange. So if you want to trade on
completely
there.
Free market that you buy.
Completely free market that you have to buy a seat. What do you think back in 1967 they decided she had to pay to sit on it?
400 big ones.
$445,000.
What? Those are bigger ones than I was expecting.
Yeah.
I meant dollars.
Yeah. No, it was a really difficult thing. She was the first woman to join. There were 1,365 male members milling about.
Mm-hmm.
And when she asked to be applied, you had to have a sponsor.
Right.
She asked 10 men. Yeah. And 9 of them denied her.
Right.
Because...
Men.
Men. And the New York Stock Exchange itself was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on there a second, Mickey. and they basically just built a new condition for entry based on her application.
Is it penis ownership?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It was... They said that she had to get a letter from a bank offering loans and basically they gave her a ton of paperwork,
right,
just trying to kind of block her from doing it. But
she'll
did it.
Never be able to do all that.
Yeah, but she did it.
We won't be hearing from her again.
And it was very nearly the all-time record seat price.
But things, if her name was, the nickname was Mickey anyway, why didn't she just apply under the nickname and then no one would have known?
Because, Nat, it's about dismantling
Yeah.
The white patriarchy.
Oh, okay.
Which she was actually very into. She was a huge advocate for diverse hiring in the workplace. She set up a charitable foundation. I think she gave 50% of her profits went into this foundation. Mm-hmm. And she said, men at the top of industry and government should be... I'm hearing this in the voice of Joan Rivers.
Okay.
Men at the top of industry and government should be more willing to risk sharing leadership with women and minority members who are not merely clones of their white male buddies. In these fast-changing times, we need the different viewpoints and experiences. We need the enlarged talent bank. The real risk lies in continuing to do things the way they've always been done. Take my husband. Great to be here, though. Two white guys telling you all about her.
Precisely.
Yeah, feels good.
Yeah.
Feeling very good about myself right now.
I imagine you are.
Oh,
yeah. I can see your enlarged talent bank from where I'm sitting.
Thank you very much. I'd like to join the 1,365 male members at the New York Stock Exchange after a hard day of trading.
What a story. Hey, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine. That was a good story. Hey, Mickey.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. You're so fine, you blow the patriarchy. Hey, Mickey.
Yeah. Let's do the birthdays. Happy birthday to Max Hastings. He edited the Telegraph and he won the Falklands War, as I understand it. That's pretty much what happened, as he tells it. Happy birthday to Richard Clayderman, who I only really know because I went to a music shop with my father, I think in the mid-1980s, and
he was all
back
over
in the days
the shop,
when
I
sheet music was very expensive, and he picked up a book which was called It's Easy to Play Richard Clayderman. My dad said, yes, it is.
Good for your dad.
Happy birthday to Stanley. He didn't invent quite as many superheroes as he likes to pretend he did. But, you know, he's Stanley. Lovable Stanley.
Was he to comic book heroes what Steve Jobs was to the iPod?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, almost.
Is that a fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's, and if you don't know what we're talking about, you should know about more people called Stan and Steve, because
big time.
Yeah, Stans and Steves are where it's at. Happy birthday to Rob Roy McGregor, played by Liam Neeson in the 1995-6 film Rob Roy, which I've forgotten everything about, so I can't tell you what happens. I think he was probably a highwayman or something. I don't know.
Yes, Rob Roy, the Scottish outlaw, who
yes.
later became a folk hero. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, I remember him. Born in Glengyle, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just at the head of Loch Katrine there.
Yeah,
that's the one.
Happy death day to... Sad death day to Rosemary, who died a couple of years ago and was in the Dick Van Dyke Show and is brilliant. And so I think the Dick Van Dyke Show is still available on Netflix. You should go and watch it because... it's much better than anyone ever told you.
It is. It is really good.
Oh, it's spectacular. And she is amazing in it.
Yeah.
And suddenly they all break into song and dance routines just because they can do them amazingly and no one can say they can't.
Why
also because they're trying to fill something like 60 episodes a season or something. So they're just...
Have you seen much of the Carol...
Have you got any more party pieces? Yes, do that. That'll fill 5 minutes.
Have you seen much of the Carol Burnett show?
Yes, bits of it.
Fabulous.
Yeah. Happy death day to Catherine Dexter McCormick, who funded the first discovery of the first birth control pill.
Good for her. Was she like, here's the money, please hurry?
Round two! Where are you taking us next?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I'm going to the 28th of December, 1895.
Okay. I see.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Wilhelm Röntgen.
Röntgen? X-ray spectacles?
You can see through the latest clothes.
Yeah.
And your own hands. Yes.
Not his own hand the first time.
No, it was his wife's hand.
His wife's hand.
I love that.
I like that. This is highly radioactive.
Yes.
Can I borrow your hand?
Yes. I have discovered this new ray that can penetrate anything. Give me your hand.
Yeah.
I have to test. I mean, some terrible things that happened. And so he wasn't the absolute first to have identified this phenomenon.
Right.
But he was the first one to study it kind of empirically and work out exactly what it was. Mm. Because Tesla, and before that, Davy and Faraday had been going, oh, weird, these vacuum tubes pumped with DC current keeps wrecking my holiday snaps. but they didn't know what was causing it.
Oh. Well, I like that when his wife saw the X-ray of her hand, she said, I have seen my death.
Yeah. And of course she hadn't, but she had seen the death of Clarence Madison Daly.
Yes.
One of the glass blowers who worked with Edison when he was experimenting with them.
Yep.
Daly had to test his X-ray tubes. Thought, what kind of X-ray?
I like the fact that on Wikipedia besides it, he had a habit of testing his...
Yeah.
That was his job. It was not a habit.
Yeah. Well...
I mean, my postman doesn't have the habit of delivering me post. He could have exchanged for money.
He could have tried it on his cat.
Could he?
But he didn't. He used his hands, developing a really horrific amount of cancer in them that in the end they had to chop both his arms off to try and save his life, and it didn't work, which is just awful. That was the first death attributed to X-ray exposure in 1904. Mm. So Röntgen's wife was kind of right.
Yeah. 1896, a year later, Ivan Romanovich Tarkhanov experimented on frogs and insects with X-rays. He concluded that the rays not only photograph, but also affect the living function. So he established quite early on, this is not a massively healthy thing to be doing.
Yeah. For 7 years, we'd known that.
Yeah.
And then there was Edison and his assistant.
Yeah. I think that was about the same time, wasn't it? There was someone, man, who did an X-ray of his head, but at the time you had to do it for up to an hour to get the exposure right. And where the radiation gun had been, there he went bald in an exactly circular patch.
Yeah.
I mean, that should have been a hint that we should
That's fine. But also, I mean, I do feel the people who discovered X-rays or were experimenting with X-rays, like, pretty messed up people. Because the first use of them under clinical conditions, this was a guy called John Hall Edwards in Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
And this was in 1896, where it was like, oh, I need to X-ray something. What shall I X-ray? What about like a needle in a hand? John, come here. It's another X-ray of a hand, but not your own.
Yeah.
Because who's going to do that?
Well, I didn't have a wife. So
yeah, so got my assistant in. Everyone just frantic going, oh, look, it's my hand, look.
Oh, ow, thinking. The needle in it.
Yeah. And now I have to have my arms chopped off. Horrendous. But of course, ultimately, an extremely beneficial thing to humankind.
Yes. Just not for the first few people who tried
it. Yeah, really, really cataclysmically bad.
Yeah, and it wasn't until they developed the way of doing it in seconds rather than a whole hour that it became really useful.
And now it is the reason dentists have to step outside for a moment all day, every day.
Yeah.
That's X-rays.
For more X-ray chat, make sure you come back tomorrow to hear what happened on the 29th of December. Who knows what it could be?
I do.
I'm excited about tomorrow's date fight because, for me, researching it, it seems to be absolutely the trough of human activity.
Like, all humans, after Christmas, they just go, nothing doing. There's nothing happening.
Well, there's a sort of a tail. You know, stuff still happened for a bit, but 29 is the absolute base.
Everyone's just waiting for New Year.
Yeah. So find out what happened on the least eventful day in history
tomorrow
on Date Fight.
Bye-bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit To get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.